At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 22nd to the 25th of September 2025. Hello there, sorry we're late. I went and had a life for a day. I do apologise. Went up to Newcastle, YI, up the lasses, yes. Hello, Ree, how are you this week?
I'm all right, Rob. How are you? How was Newcastle?
It was good. It wasn't like, you know, when I went to Cardiff, I mean, no offence to anyone who lives in Newcastle, but when I went to Cardiff, I was sort of like, oh my God, this place is gorgeous. I want to live here immediately. Didn't get that vibe from Newcastle. Like, it's a big city, so maybe I didn't scratch away all the surface. So I was only there for a couple of days. But, you know, it was nice. It was nice, but just
you
not
can't
my...
like every city in the UK, Rob. That's all
exactly.
right. Exactly. You liked
exactly.
it. You didn't love it. That's cool.
Yeah, that's
all
fine.
Right.
Didn't hate it. Although my mate did take me to St. James's Park. This is how much I know about football, right? When he said, I just want to go to St. James's Park, I was expecting an actual park. I thought he was going to take me to some sort of nature place, when in fact I found myself standing outside a football stadium. Imagine my disappointment.
Do you know what? When you just said that, I thought, oh, I've never been to St. James's Park. And I thought, isn't that where a football team played? Even clicking, I knew that. So I would have done the same. So
there you go.
I bet that's good for you then.
Yeah, apparently football is like a religion in Newcastle. So if you're into sport, move to Newcastle. Up the lasses, yes. Have you ever been to Newcastle?
I have, Robert. I have.
Have you?
I didn't go again after my last trip, actually.
Why?
I don't know if I told you this before. Right.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Just want to clarify this, okay? Uh-huh. I literally did nothing. So I went to see my friend who lives in. She still lives in Newcastle.
Right.
And we went for a night out and I was with another friend and I was actually really poorly, right? Robert, you know me.
I do,
right?
Rihanna.
If I want a drink, I'll have a drink. I was that ill, I was drinking water and
bloody
highly
hell.
Regretted going there. Yeah, I was poorly.
You would push through pneumonia to have a shot. So, yeah.
Honestly, this is about, what, 10, 15 years ago.
Oh.
So I'm stood at this bar in Newcastle ordering a tap water, right?
Right.
And all these, there's this bunch of lads next to me. They've ordered a bottle of champagne. They're shaking it about and some of it goes on me. And I were a bit like, okay, but, you know. And he came over and he apologised and he went, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do... I'm not going to do a Geordie accent again. I'm so sorry, pet.
Yes.
You know, that was an accident. I'm really, really sorry. We were just celebrating something. Could I get you a drink to say sorry? And I'm like, no, it's fine. I'm fine. Thank you.
Nice, nice response.
Yeah. This other guy comes up to me and goes, did he just spill that drink all over you, this champagne? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry, though. He's apologised. He's like, no, that's not on that. That's not on. Walks over to him, punched him, knocked him straight out, unconscious.
Bloody hell.
And I'm like... And then I'm thinking, everyone's going to think this is because of me. Like,
yeah, you're causing trouble again, no matter where you go. This is how Geordie Shore started, I think. You know, this is what I mean. I love Geordie Shore. I know you do. Yeah, it's just right up your
street. That was my last visit to Newcastle.
Scared
off. I ended up having to give a statement to police. We had to wait for an ambulance. And I'm like, and you know what? This champagne, by the way, there were barely any on me, like a little splash.
All
the
that
guy was so apologetic. But the thing is, this guy goes up, punches him. But there were like a metal pearl behind him, so he banged his head on it completely. Yeah, my friend's boyfriend was a lifeguard, so he's there performing all this like first aid on him. We're all like, oh my God, what do we do? Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, that was my last
There you go.
experience of Newcastle. There you
So
go. Yeah.
now we've given a great promotion for Newcastle's like travel guides. Should we get on with this week's Albert Square After
Yeah, go
Dark?
on then. Yeah,
Let's
let's
crack
do
on.
it.
So we have got quite a lot to talk about this week, including some theories going around. Theories everywhere for this week because Ben Wayze made the somewhat unwise decision to say, we're doing something we've not done before, and doing that to the EastEnders fans takes you into weird and wonderful territory, I would say.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that, Rob.
Yeah, so let's start theorizing on this week's Albert Square After Dark. Right, let's kick off this week with talking about the first of two new arrivals, this being Jasmine. This girl is mysterious, Rihanna, I would argue. She's very, very
She is very
mysterious.
mysterious. One would
Now.
maybe call her a mysterious girl.
So she arrives on the square. The first indication we have of her is that Oscar has found her on a dating app. And he's kind of.
Yes,
Oscar
of
falls very
course.
quickly for Jasmine, doesn't he? Daddy's influence here, I would argue.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. We've not seen him like this because normally he's quite blasé, isn't he, about his
Yeah.
like hookups, but this Jasmine seems to have, yeah.
It's interesting with sort of bisexuality representation on soaps because actually, if you talk to a lot of bisexuals that I've ever spoken to have said that they are attracted to both, but they tend to have more emotional feelings towards one or the other. So I wonder if they're going to sort of
Yeah,
explore that sort of thing with it.
they tend to prefer a relationship with one gender over the other
Yeah,
one
I
kind
mean,
of thing.
obviously
Yeah,
that's
that's
not.
massive
Yeah,
generalization,
of course it
but
is, but you know, it is a thing that does happen sometimes with
yeah,
bisexuals. So I wonder if they're going to sort of go down that road with him. But anyway.
potentially.
He seems to instantly become quite smitten with Jasmine. Jasmine is job hunting, okay?
Yes.
So she wanders into the Albert, instantly decides, I need to work here. Is this how it works? So put it like this, right? You are a bar person. You're a bar person in charge of your bar.
Yeah.
Jasmine walks in and does what she does this week. Do you give her a job?
Absolutely not. Well, I'm not Cindy. I'd be like, red flag, red flag, red
You
flag.
canardas.
You're gonna be causing trouble. No
Didn't she
way.
just? She
Yeah.
literally gets
Well,
Freddie Sachs.
Elaine said same, didn't she? Elaine's
Yeah.
like, absolutely not. Yeah.
And the fact
Cindy though,
is,
she loves it.
yeah, this is it. Cindy C like knows full well what she did with Freddie and the lipstick and everything, but wanted to sack Freddie anyway, and it's just like the cut of your jib. Yeah, you're hired, you're fired.
Yeah.
Sorted. Now, with Jasmine, okay, obviously, when we found out that Zoe has a mysterious daughter somewhere, new arrivals. Of the age that Jasmine is, we're going to be watching like a hawk, right? I'm going to just say straight off, I think this is a red herring.
Well, you don't think that Jasmine is anything to do with
I
Zoe?
think it's too obvious.
It
And
would
too
be too
soon, actually.
obvious.
And too soon, actually, as well.
I agree. I feel like it's a red herring, but it's a good red herring because nonetheless, everyone's talking about it.
There are
Or could it
so.
be that it's so obvious that it is?
It could be a double bluff, right? Of course it
Yeah,
could.
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. There are so many theories going on around this whole Zoe's daughter thing at the moment, right? For a starters, I think that Jasmine is actually more to do with Cindy. I got the impression that she was really
Yes.
interested in Cindy. She's
I've
his
got a theory on
boss.
this. Oh,
Oh, was that what
damn,
you were going to
that's what I thought
say?
was my great theory. Yeah. Because I actually haven't seen this. I know maybe you've seen people saying it, but to me, it seems really obvious that she's part of the Fords. She didn't want to give her ID to Elaine.
So what we know about the
She's
Fords is
literally
that,
Jasmine Ford.
well, the thing is, apparently Jackie Ford was the very last of the Fords. But I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, though. It could be sort of, she could be anybody. But I feel like she was
Yeah.
very interested in Cindy. She seemed very interested in Cindy's story,
Yes, very
especially when
much
the whole
so.
notion of fake death came up. She seemed very
And her
interested in
face
that.
changed, it dropped, didn't it? As soon as Cindy turned away, she was like, oh, if that's true, you're iconic. Yeah, and then Cindy turned away and it was like, don't know.
I think she's
She's there
connected
for
to.
Cindy.
Yeah, I think
I
she's there for
agree.
Cindy. But let me tell you the theories that are kicking off around this, right? So the first of all is the fact that Jasmine has transitioned. So she used to be Zoe's
Yes.
son, and she's now Zoe's daughter. That's
Yeah, I've
one
seen
theory.
this.
I don't know
Sure.
if I don't know if the actor play, and I'm saying actor because apparently that you don't say actress anymore. Apparently,
No,
that's a
you don't.
separate
It's
thing.
just actor, yeah.
Ray, I still call my Switch a Game Boy, so I'm rubbish with things like this.
Wait, why would you not call it that? Because it's a
Because
completely different console.
it's not been
Oh,
called a
yeah.
Game Boy since Jesus's dog was a puppy.
Well, I didn't even know that either, Rob, so don't
There
worry
you
about
go.
it.
There you go. But anyway, as far as I'm aware, I did a little bit of looking online. I mean, it's nothing to do with me, so if it's not out there, then that's absolutely fine. But I couldn't see anything that the actor was trans. And I have a
Okay, yeah.
thing. I think you're not, I don't think you cast non-trans people in trans roles these days. That's not a
I mean,
thing.
you can. I guess
You
they could do what they
shouldn't.
want. But yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah. I
So I feel
mean,
like that's not.
sure not. Yeah, but to be fair, if that does end up being what it is, then maybe they are keeping it stum if the actor
Maybe.
is.
Maybe,
Who
but I
knows?
feel like I'm leaning towards it's not that,
I'm
if I'm
leaning
perfectly honest with
towards
you.
it's not that also, but it is EastEnders and anything's possible, so sure, why
Well,
not? Maybe.
exactly. The other thing that I've seen is, and I can't even pronounce this, heteropaternal superfecundation. You know what that is?
You are.
Yeah. This is when twins have different fathers. Now, this apparently requires Zoe to have had
Okay.
sex with two different blokes within the, what's the phrase I'm looking for?
5 day window.
Yes, I was going to say
Okay.
gestation, but that's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it can take 5 days for the sperm to meet the egg, I think,
It's
something
like,
like that.
hi, I'm sperm, you're egg, nice to meet you, sort of thing. Yeah, well, if you have sex with two different people within that window, apparently this can occur where two twins can have two different fathers. None other than Mercedes McQueen in Hollyoaks had this quite recently. So,
With Vincent,
with
with
Vincent,
one of the
exactly.
fathers, Richard
Oh,
Blackwood, yeah.
it's all getting tied together, right? So I don't know about that. It seems apparently it's a ridiculously rare thing. So for two soaps to do it in the same year seems insane.
Although, to be fair, Zoe has been saying, like, there's numerous people who could have been the father. That's what she said to Kat, whether that were true or not.
We'll discuss
So,
Zoe later because I have much to say
yeah.
about Miss Slater, let me tell you.
I mean, sure, why not? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I wouldn't be impressed with that, if I'm honest with you, as being a result. Like you say, we've had it in Hollyoaks recently. It's such a rare thing.
This is all because Ben Wakey has said that they're doing something they haven't done before. So that opens the floodgates to every theory that's ever been created
Of
in terms of what
course,
could be
yeah.
possible, which is fine, and I don't have any objection to it because it means that the fans really sort of like go crazy and let their imaginations run wild and become really connected to the story and the characters.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
So is it that EastEnders haven't done it before or Soap hasn't done it before?
He just said we haven't done it before, I think.
So
So I feel like,
EastEnders UK then. Yeah. Okay.
yeah. So we'll see what happens there. In terms of Jasmine, though, I don't think she's connected to Zoe whatsoever. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, do we 100% know? Are you 100% convinced that the baby that we saw in the flashback was mixed heritage?
No, I'm not convinced at
Are you
all.
not? Because I didn't when I
No.
first watched it, I didn't think the baby was.
So there's a thing, right? Because I've seen a few people commenting on this online about how it was definitely not dual heritage child, you know, because they look too white. However, did you see how white my daughter was when she was born?
Yeah,
Like,
she was.
to the point that I thought people aren't going to believe that I'm a mum because she was so fair. And she still is fairly fair, but babies can, like, just for this theory so that people can go, no, it's definitely not. Actually, babies can be born a lot fairer than they end up, you know, eventually becoming. Like, my daughter's quite olive skin now, I'd say.
And vice
So,
versa as well.
yeah, why not? And also, do you know what? You can have. I've seen couples like online, obviously. My algorithms give me all the dual heritage things, and I've seen couples where they've got, you know, maybe a black father, white mother, and the child you would think was white, to be fair. Like, it can happen. So I don't think just because the baby might not have looked, you know, darker at the time when they've first been born, still doesn't rule Anthony out or anybody
All
else
right.
of colour being
Or
black.
okay, because I just say, or okay, I'm just going to throw that one
What,
out
being
there.
the father? Oh, the
No.
child. Frankly.
I don't
Yeah,
think,
because
by
we've
the
not
way,
seen Oki a lot since all of this, have we? He seems to have.
here's the thing, I don't think it necessarily is okay, all right? I think I probably came across as like, it's okay, I'm adamant that it's okay. I'm not adamant at all that it's okay, trust me. I'm not adamant at all, but it's just a theory, and it seems, and you know, when we're in this sort of mindset, anything could happen, it basically is what my thinking is. But as far as Jasmine's concerned, I think we're both fairly, not adamant, but we're fairly sure that she's connected to Cindy in some way,
No,
I
I'm
think.
adamant.
Are
I'm
you
adamant
adamant?
that she's
You're
connected to
actually, are you
Cindy.
using the A word? Are you using
I'm
the A
saying
word?
it. I'm adamant. I'm
Yeah.
going there.
Well,
Yeah, it's
her and
Cindy.
Oscar.
She's for Cindy. It's got to be.
Yeah. Well, her and Oscar are quite quickly get close to the point where Oscar appears to be stealing things for her.
I didn't click. that he'd stolen it.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was, like, I think she, I forgot the inclination was that he'd gone and nicked a necklace for her and then nicked something else for her.
Oh, I didn't realise he'd nicked it. I remember her saying something because I thought she would just take it mixed. You were running down, like, holding a jacket, and she was like, oh, you don't need to steal things from me. I thought it was a joke. I didn't realise that he actually then went...
I think that he was stealing things for her, to be honest.
Oh, well. Did you notice his T-shirt? I absolutely loved that T-shirt.
No, what was that?
It had three pictures of Wells on it and said, well, well, well. I'm like, that's so Oscar.
I need one. I need one of them. I quite like that. I like that a lot. So, yeah, all right. So our theory is that she's to do with Cindy. I think just the way that you write, like, there was looks and, like, moments, and she seemed very, very interested.
Think that for some reason.
Yeah,
why else they'd do that, though.
I think she's too obvious to be Zoe, is what I would say. I think it's too soon since it was revealed, because they know that we're going to be watching everything now to, like, see if we can work it out before they reveal it, all right? Yes, there is mysterious stuff going on with Jasmine. We don't know a huge amount about her. And it's kind of weird that she's just sort of shown up on the square on her own. But then I think that leans more into the Cindy thing.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Other than anything else as well.
I agree. And maybe it's not directly the Fords, but, like, the, you know, I'm sure the Fords were mixed up with other people, and maybe she's a relative of somebody else who maybe got entwined with Cindy snitched on Jackie Ford.
Yeah.
So it could be somebody else who was snitched on when she did that, and she's their child or something.
I did always think, to be honest, that the Ford stuff was going to rear its head again one day.
Yeah, you can't just... Well, I know that she died in that, but yeah, it feels like it was supposed to be part of this big criminal...
Well, this is the other thing. So. If the Fords all... I mean, I know that they're saying the Fords are all gone, all right? I don't think they can know that for sure, all right? I don't think we can take that as written. We haven't seen any dead bodies.
She's not got... She didn't have a cousin or something, or a sibling of some kind who's...
Exactly.
Children who,
and the fact that Jasmine became very interested in the idea that Cindy had faked her death, I think also lends itself to... It lends itself to that trial.
Well, she's one of Cindy's secret children.
But I mean, poor, bless Cindy. Her reproductive organs must be held together with sellotape by this point.
I know, when she said, I got so confused at first when she said, I've got four kids, two gone. I was like,
yeah,
Stephen. And they're like, oh, yeah, and Regina.
Yeah,
Busy girl. Do you know another theory I wondered actually with Jasmine? I think I'm clutching at straws with this one, but we've not seen Junior is around because I remember seeing him in a scene like last week.
Yeah.
I did wonder, could she be Junior's mum's daughter? Like, is another half sister?
Sabrina, Sabrina's daughter.
Yeah,
you reckon?
Sabrina's daughter. Could she have had another child?
Could be.
Which is Jasmine, and she found out about Junior and Cindy, and maybe she's upset about that or something. I wondered if there's a Junior link. Potentially.
Could be. But I think we can officially say we are adamant that she has nothing to do with Zara, yes?
Yes. Adamant. It's all Cindy related. We could be so wrong.
So, the second of two arrivals this week is Demi. Now then, Demi... Well, I don't necessarily mean eye roll. I just think that she's... Were you not a fan of Demi then?
No, move on. Who are you? And do you know what? I'm not a fan of any of it. I can't believe that Lauren was so okay with it.
Well, I was going to ask you, so this happens in your relationship, right?
It wouldn't. Get that started. It would never happen in a million years, Robert.
No, really, no. Rihanna?
I would not be like Lauren.
She was very, very well. This makes me wonder where we're actually going with this storyline. But let's start from the start, right? Well, so Peter takes Jimmy to a sensory class where he meets Demi. Now, Demi, forward, isn't she? Quite forward.
I mean when you know somebody's got a partner.
Back off.
You know what I mean?
Peter and Jimmy end up having a punami disaster. I'm sure I'm sure you've had many of these.
Yeah, it's fully a term that parents use, punami. It's fully a thing, yeah. Yeah,
Oh,
I've
God,
had a few Tsunamis. But I'm always prepared. You're always
Yes,
prepared for a Tsunami.
he
You can
wasn't
nap it at
amazingly
any
prepared.
time.
Wasn't amazingly
No, he
prepared,
wasn't
was he?
prepared.
So
No.
I imagine the whole thing is that you have to take like a whole new outfit wherever you go.
About three when you're that young, honestly, at all times.
About 28 nappies as well,
Buggy. That's why they're called diaper bags, aren't they? Nappy
Well,
bags. It's just
exactly.
full of nappies and spare clothes. You never know when it's
Exactly.
gonna hit.
So yeah, Jimmy has a disaster, which mean and because Peter isn't organized like that, Demi ends up lending him an outfit for Jimmy to wear. And so by that they exchange numbers. And then, I mean, it's quite clear quite quickly that Demi has a thing for Peter, and I would argue Peter had a thing for Demi as well.
Oh, I didn't think that he did. I think you're
See?
a bit like, but you know.
Oh, see, now I think he did because
Oh.
Dem, well, put it like this: Demi arranges. They arrange to go for a drink together. For a start, of he's telling Lauren that Demi's a bloke, so that Lauren doesn't kick off.
Well, he didn't tell her
But he
that
doesn't
she was a
correct her.
bloke. She
He doesn't.
assumed, and yeah, you're
Yeah,
correct. But
but
yeah,
then when they've been for this drink together, and Demi's being quite flirtatious and everything like that, a little bit touchy feely, touching his hand and all that kind of thing. I think what happened next was the fact that she kind of frenzied Peter into such a state of horniness that he had to immediately run home and shag Lauren.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, no, that is true, actually. No, you might have a point then. I did think, like, why is that meeting made you want to go and sleep with
That's
Lauren?
why Peter got horny. Yes, and that's why Pete Lauren then had the evening of her life, it would transpire.
And it was because he was thinking
Yeah,
about
he
somebody
was all
else.
pent
Yeah,
up. Yes,
fair. Okay,
I think so. But so Penny sees the two of them together and is immediately sort of like, well, that looks dodgy. So confronts Peter with this, and Peter's sort of like, yeah, no, you're right. This is bad. This is bad. I can't do it. You know, this is bad. Please don't tell Lauren. All right, I'll sort it. I'll sort it. I'll sort it. Then at Johnny's party, Lauren sees a text message from Demi with kisses on the end and all of that kind of thing. Like, clearly, there's an element of flirtation even to the text message,
A
right?
girl
She's
whose name you've
cool.
never heard of.
Yeah, you'd go ape,
Who's
wouldn't you?
Demi?
Yeah, exactly. Lauren couldn't give a shit, it would transpire. She does not mind this at all. And as it transpires, she quite likes the idea of other girls fancying Peter. Not something you'd
Okay.
share, no?
Each to their own, perhaps. I don't know.
Well, I just
Well, I
think
do.
that. So then Penny kind of steals Lauren's phone and they meet up with Demi, the three of them. Penny's all sort of like a guard dog. Well, Lauren literally is just sort of like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, he's a good looking guy. I don't blame you for fancying him. I'm beginning to wonder if this is going into some sort of polyamory type direction.
Throuple.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wondered if you meant throuple or some. Maybe. I kind of hope not. I feel like Lauren and Peter need to just be Lauren and Peter or not Lauren and Peter. Do you know
Well,
what I
put it like
mean?
this. I don't think that their relation. You have to be in a very solid relationship for something like that to work.
Well, this is it because on one hand, I was thinking, well, she clearly trusts him. Like, you can see that she's like fair. Lauren really trusts Peter. But I did think if it were old Peter, you wouldn't be trusting him,
Oh, no,
right?
for no. And to be fair, if it was old Peter, they'd have had sex already. Let's be
Yeah,
real.
exactly.
But I don't. I just, I mean, first,
But.
I think that, I think, I actually kind of almost think that Lauren was almost out of character with how much she was fine with it.
I agree, but then a part of me wondered, are we supposed to think that Lauren doesn't care because she just isn't bothered about Peter? Because he kept being
Maybe.
like, shouldn't she care? Shouldn't she care? Does it show to us that actually she's just like, oh, well, it's just Peter, innit? Like, it's just Peter. He's like an old pair of slippers. I'm not actually that bothered, really. Is it that?
I mean, the whole thing is, I mean, Demi is a burl. This is the other thing. Demi is a burlesque stripper, or whatever the hell she is. Like, she's
Burlesque
like,
dancer.
yeah, like, there's pictures of her, like, in really provocative outfits online. Like, if
Yeah.
you saw that that girl was messaging your partner, you would be ripping people's hair out, right?
I wouldn't be meeting up for a coffee and being like, oh yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Here's his Instagram. Why don't you send him a couple of secret DMs and go for a drink with him? We out, mate, if you want. Like, that's
Yeah.
pretty much the vibe it kind of was, weren't it?
Yeah, so this is what makes me think that we're actually kind of delving into some sort of relationship, sort of throuple, polyamory, open relationship type thing with this, because it seems mad that Lauren is so fine with this for no reason,
Yeah,
unless
or
this is
is it
leading somewhere.
just, well, or is it just that they wanted to write Demi in who's going to end up being Zoe's daughter? Another theory we've seen. I
Yeah,
don't know, I
this is
feel
the
like
other
she's a
thing.
bit older, but we don't actually know how old she is, to be fair. She could be 19. Oh, was this all just a plot to lead to Peter wanting to arrange a spontaneous wedding, which is what he surmises is the right thing to do by the end of the week?
Yeah, so he talks to Ian and Kathy about this. Ian, being his usual helpful self, is just like, well, yes, you're my son. There's no wonder you've got women falling at your feet. I have to it all the time.
The Beale jeans,
The
clearly.
Beale jeans, absolutely. And so Peter decides that he's going to surprise Lauren, because she says to him, yeah, you're hot and the sex is great and I'm not surprised Jamie fancies you. You could be more romantic though. So Peter's response to that is to say, right, well, okay, I'll just plan a surprise wedding. Again,
Yeah.
something else that I don't think. I mean, surprise wedding, does that sound good to you? It's a bit don't tell the
No.
bride, isn't
No. And I
it?
don't think Lauren would be. But then again, like, if Lauren does, if I don't think Lauren will be okay with that, though, actually. Because, like, what? She's not even, surely she's not picked a dress or anything.
Nope.
Like, no.
Nope.
When you watch Don't Tell the Bride, you think,
You're
God,
all mad. You're all mad. Yeah.
well, do you know what? It is funny, and it depends how much the wedding day means to you, I guess. But I feel like Lauren, the wedding day would mean a bit more than letting Peter organise it all.
Honestly, that show, I would be amazed if even 3% of those people are still together at this stage.
I know somebody who went on it actually, and they're still very much together.
How did their wedding go?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's the guy who I know. He's quite eccentric. But his wife is like so laid back that I kind of see it. We've joked about it before, and my partner said that he would try and hire the Queen Vic. That is what he said he would try and do for a wedding
That
day.
is right. Well, can we get your wedding on Don't Tell the Bride, please? Because
I
then
don't think that would happen, but
I don't
I
know
like your thinking, I like the ambition. I would love a reception at Queen Vic.
this is
You
how
do
we get this
say?
is how we get into the Queen Vic, right? All right, so you
I
need to
didn't know
apply to
he's
go.
there.
Is it even still on that show?
Don't Tell the Bride. It moved
It was an
to
E4 at
Channel
one
4.
point, wasn't
It
it?
was because it was BBC originally. See, if it had still been
Yeah.
on BBC, I might have had a
Oh,
chance.
we'd have they'd have known we'd have been
But
fine
then
then.
I can't now because I've just said that I know what he would have planned. Oh, I would hate that though.
Spoiler.
Oh, I'd
Oh, it'd be
really,
worst. Do you
really
know what? I
hate
can't
that.
stand EastEnders. I think that's the
Oh no,
worst
I'd
show in
hate
the
EastEnders wedding.
Anyway,
Yes, I digress.
so that's that on that really. I mean, spoiler siren, spoiler siren, spoiler siren.
In on, in
Max is
on, in
back next
on.
week.
Oh, I just dropped my cup.
Yes.
Brilliant.
So,
That's when the wedding's going to be. Wow.
yes.
Fair
Yeah.
play to Peter for organising a wedding that quickly. Because that's
They
why he's back,
do.
right? That's why Max has come back. Yeah?
I mean, they do in
Yeah.
Walford, don't they? I mean, Oscar managed to get that whole thing sorted quite quickly with
That's true.
Patrick
In
and
about two
Yolande's wedding.
hours.
Yeah, there's a history
Yeah.
of they're good at doing weddings in Walford.
Yeah.
Max is back next week. So and we have a double Simon Ashdown for that. And I have a feeling that's probably when Stacey's leaving as well. So I think it's all going to
Yeah.
get done in the in all of that sort of thing. So that's going to be fun. The surprise wedding. I feel like they might get married, but then that's all just going to sort of be brushed aside in order for the Max and Zoe stuff to really kind of pick up and
Yeah.
go off in that
Oh, will
direction.
they get married or will Lauren be fuming that he's organized a
Well,
surprise wedding for her?
the way it's going, Lauren's probably going to ask Demi to be bridesmaid or something like that.
Yeah, maid of honor.
Yeah.
Well, he known you a week, but you're
Yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Maybe she's
Love
going to
her.
perform. She might perform.
Might
She might be
do.
the entertainment.
There's numerous people for Max to start African affairs with when he gets there.
Cindy, please, we need to
Oh
see Max and
yes,
Cindy. Come
of
on.
course, of course. Right. Speaking of Stacey, let's have a quick chat about her because it seems that we have discovered what her exit storyline is going to be. Aunt Stacey. Brazil,
Oh God, yeah.
Brazil.
Come on.
Right. Can I just say though, I think I prefer this to some of the mad Stacey exit storylines we've had in recent years, where she's on the
Yeah,
run
fair.
or where she's been sent
Yeah,
to prison or
true.
anything like that. I actually don't mind the idea of Stacey just deciding, do you know what? I'll see you later. I'm done with this madness and
Yeah,
going
but
off.
Brazil? Why
It's.
Brazil? Like, I feel like Italy would have felt a bit more realistic, you
Yeah, I don't know
know?
why she's. I don't know
A bit
why Sean's got.
closer.
Sean's opened a restaurant in Brazil, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, was Sean ever a chef? Have we ever known the Sean to be cooking and all that kind of thing?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't recall him ever being. I could
Kyle?
see it for him, though. I could see it for him.
Yes,
I could
I
see
can
him
see
doing
it for
it.
him.
Yeah.
Kyle was a chef. Remember Kyle? That would have.
No, it's Kyle. I don't know. We've all forgotten about Kyle.
But Kyle
Yeah.
was a chef, so that could that you know
Yeah.
that would have been. But yeah, no,
Oh,
Sean has
yeah,
opened
that
a
could have
restaurant.
made sense.
Yeah, but That's not what we got, because Carl's never going to get mentioned ever again. So Sean's opened a restaurant in Brazil, and Stacey has, and he's been messaging Stacey and saying, "Come to Brazil then, and come and help me open this
Why
restaurant. Bring the
Brazil? I just
kids."
don't get why
I
Brazil.
don't know. I don't know.
Anyway,
And also,
okay,
can I
sure.
just say, they have in Brazil the world's deadliest spider. That
Of course
alone
you
would,
know that.
of
You're
course, I know
obsessed with
that.
spiders.
Know your enemy, Ree. That's what you need to do. Know
Yeah,
your
fair,
enemy.
yeah.
The Brazilian wandering spider, it's called, and it's an
Oh,
aggressive little
God.
shit. Let me tell you, like this is the one that comes across in bananas and bites people.
Oh, right, because what's all this about? You should take the end of bananas off, right? Because there's spiders' eggs in them. Have you
Yeah,
heard this?
can I just say,
Yeah.
I don't have bananas in my house for that exact
Because you're
reason.
so
People,
scared of the spider
yeah,
eggs.
I think it's
Right.
perfectly reasonable.
Fair.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
Rob does hate spiders, in
hate
case you've not
spiders.
gathered by now.
Hate
Like,
them. I
literally.
would literally not care if people always say, "But yeah, but they eat all the
It's
pests." The
true. That's
pests.
what
No,
Tom's
I
daughter
don't.
all the
I
time. They eat
will
all the
deal with the
flies.
pests. I would rather be drowning in flies than have to meet a single spider. That's
Nah.
my decision. But there we go. Anyway, so Stacey is kind of in two minds about, do I go to Brazil? Do I not go to Brazil? She mentions it to Lily, and Lily's like, "We're going to Brazil. That's an amazing idea.
Fair.
Yeah, we're going to Brazil. That's great." But that kind of leaves the issue, right? Well, we need to tell some people, and some people aren't going to like this. Jean, for a start. I feel so sorry for Jean, because
Same.
she was like, "Oh, I gotta go to Brazil," and Sean has literally told Stacey, "No, mum's not invited.
Don't
You
bring
can't
mum,
bring,
whatever.
don't
You
bring
can
mum."
totally imagine Sean saying
Oh
that,
yeah,
though.
100% you can. 100% you can. But bless her, she was a
I
heartbroken,
know.
wasn't she?
I know it would have felt a bit less if Jean had been like, "Oh, that's a great opportunity for you, Stacey. I don't want to go there." That then it might have been a bit like,
Yeah,
"Yeah,
if Gina turned
okay.
around and said, "You do realise that they've got the world's deadliest spider over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm all right. I'm not coming.
I'm all right,
Yeah.
thanks. I'm not setting
Yeah.
foot in that country."
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
But no, she was all up for like retiring there and everything, and Sean specifically stated Jean is not invited, so that's kind of
That's
quite
so harsh.
heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, of course, Lily has to broach the subject to Ricky, and thereby Jack. Jack reacts in the most Jack way it's possible to
Of
react. Of
course.
course he does.
Yep.
"No, I'm not allowing this," as though it's got anything to do with him whatsoever. Has it? Grandfather
Well,
rights? I
no, not
don't think
really.
that.
Not
No,
really,
I don't
no.
think that's a
And
thing.
at the end of the day, it's up to Ricky, isn't it? He is the father, and he was
Of
so
course,
understanding
he
about it
was.
and so mature.
It has been so long since we've seen Ricky. He now has a perm.
Oh, yeah. He still has a curly hair. I think he's just like a
Yeah,
slightly
not that
different
curly.
haircut,
Yeah,
so he's a bit curlier on the top.
he's got a
Yeah.
lot curlier since we last saw him. I mean, I think it quite suits him.
I think it was
But
nicer.
he was sad about it, and he was kind of like, "Oh, that's kind of sucks because I like being a dad, and
Yeah,
not that
I
we
like having my
don't."
daughter close by.
Yeah. Which is a not an unreasonable thing to say, really. I quite enjoy having my daughter like a few doors down. That's quite fun, you know. But he's sort of like, "Well, you know, if you need to go, I understand it. You know, kids come first and all that kind of thing." So mature about the whole thing. So
And like
mature.
trusts Lily that Lily knows what's best for
Yeah.
Charlie and everything, yeah.
Which I think completely and utterly pulls the rug out from under Lily, where she's like, "Well, I can't go. Can't go,
It makes
possibly couldn't
sense
go."
though, her logical her response after though when she was putting it to Stacey as, "Well, I've not got my dad, why would I take Charlie away from hers?" And that
You can
kind of it
understand,
made sense. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, it
yeah.
does make sense. So she, the duff duff at the end of the week, possibly a bit of a weak duff duff to end the week on, I
Yeah, I
thought.
thought that. I was surprised when we had a duff duff there, yeah,
Yeah,
but okay.
was her turning around to Stacey and going, "Well, you're on your own, love. I can't go to Brazil, and neither is Charlie XCX."
Yeah.
So Stacey's going on her own. So this is definitely Stacey's exit
Well,
storyline, and she's
she's
off.
presumably taking Hope and Arthur though with her. And Lily's going to stay with Jean, with Charlie. But again, realistically, Stacey would probably say, all right, I'll stay with, my teenage daughter who's got a daughter. But I guess she has got Jean. All right, fine.
I mean, look, here's the problem with this, all right? It's the fact that actually at the moment Stacey wouldn't want to go anywhere. But unfortunately, Lacey Turner says I'm off. They need to think of
They
something,
need to
right?
think.
And as slightly insane as the whole thing sounds, like I say, I do prefer this to her ending up in prison again or having to go on the run or something like
Yeah,
that.
no,
Like they've done
I
all that with
agree.
Stacey.
I
They've
agree. I
done
just
all
wish it
that.
weren't Brazil. The Brazil thing is
It
really bugging me. Like, it could have been,
just
and like a European country, even Ireland, just Ireland,
is that an Irish accent
across
you
the
were just trying to do
way.
there, was it?
No, I weren't trying to do an accent there.
Oh,
That wouldn't be nice.
I
Ireland.
the word island in your accent makes you sound like you're trying to do an Irish accent.
Did it? Does it?
Yeah,
Ireland.
Island, yeah,
Ireland. Oh, maybe I've tried it so many times that it's
yeah,
just
there you
coming
go.
out without me realizing.
So I'm assuming that she's gone next week. I mean, like I say, it's a double Simon Ashdown next week. He loves Stacey and he loves Max, so I feel
Makes
like the two,
sense,
yeah,
of
and they
course.
have to have Stacey and Max meet before Stacey goes, don't they?
They've got to have a
So.
quick, shebang, haven't they, before she
Well,
goes, right?
Stacey needs to find out about Zoe and Max for a start.
Oh yeah, oh no, she's not going to, is she? Unless he comes back, they have a quick, what, and then she
And
finds out about Zoe.
Zoe walks in or something like that. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, Stacey's single and Max is single at the moment. This is the most available either of them have ever been for each other at this point.
Right, but also all of this with Zoe and Max. Well, we'll get to it, I'm sure, in a bit more deep. But like, it don't make sense how she like texts him. Is like, one minute it's like, leave me alone, then it's like, come here then, like, come and save me then. And it's just like, what are you doing, Zoe? But I guess this is what we're supposed to think of Zoe. She's all over shop, isn't she?
Oh, I have
All
many
over
thoughts
shop.
on I have many thoughts on Zoe, let me tell you.
Okay, I'm excited for this.
So yeah, that's kind of going to be Stacey's exit storyline. I mean, it is what it is. I feel like it's something that I feel like they had to come up with in a way that felt realistic to Stacey. Like I say, to be fair, I doubt Stacey would want to be leaving at all at this point, but I can also understand why she would just be looking around at Walford and thinking, do you know what? I need to be away from this place because it's nothing but trauma for anything. And I'm frankly sick of walking into that pub where so much of my life has been destroyed every single day.
Even though I've paid for it to
Yeah,
belong to my family now,
I need to
anyway.
go to a new pub in Brazil where nobody has fallen off the roof, where nobody's been murdered, where I haven't murdered anybody. I just need a fresh start. So I get it. I do get it, but Brazil seems like a very strange sort of like let's go there. Let's say that's where she's going. So, that is what it is. Before we get to the big Slater stuff and Sharon's return, exciting. Brief little stuff with Harry and Kim this week. Can you explain to me what the hell Kim was on about when she was talking about brand deals and all of that kind of thing at the start of the week?
What do you mean? What, she's got a brand deal?
This was all on
Where?
Monday. This was all, yeah, but where, why? Where did this come? Since when has Kim
Because
been?
she's such an influencer.
Oh, I
She's got
see,
so many
right.
followers. Brands are paying her to
Yeah.
advertise their, and what was it? She said a
Some sort of
dessert
a rep.
place, a
Yeah, it was like a,
tomato
it was, yeah, it
place.
was like a dessert place, yeah. Well, either way, she has a camera on top of the car roof. She drives off,
Oh,
and the camera falls off, and she drives over the camera. And so she's like, well, I need a new camera. So Howie decides, right, well, I need to get more money then. So Howie has got himself a job delivering and very quickly realizes, well, I could just take this stuff and sell it, and then I'll have money. And then it can just
I already
go off
thought
to the
that when you were a
post.
postie, remember? I thought he'd stolen the Louis VR headset or
Yeah,
something.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes
So.
sense for him. Again, I don't like all this with Howie though. I feel like if it was for something a bit more than like materialistic reasons, which is in a sense what it's for Kim.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a little bit deeper than that because this is about him proving himself to Kim, isn't it, in
Masculinity
his
kind of
mind.
thing.
I don't even know about masculinity, but it's just about him. I think that conversation that he overheard between Kim and Denise has really, really done something to his head, where he's sort of like, I need to prove myself beyond measure to Kim and provide her with everything that she'd ever wanted. And so this is what I have to do in order to make that happen, I think is his mindset.
It just feels like quite a big character switch. Like, I
Yeah.
feel like his reason should be something a bit more like, I don't know,
Yeah.
let's say Denzel's got him in some debt or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
Something like
yeah.
that. And then I'd go, yeah, fair. I can see how desperate he is. But just because he wants to like prove himself feels a
Yeah,
bit.
I agree, but then I would also argue that up to now, I don't think we've actually had that much character development for Howie.
Yeah, you don't really know him that well
No,
anyway,
so
so I
it
could
feels
think.
like, yes, it does feel like quite a shift for his character, but then at the same time, it's sort of like you look back and think, well, a shift from what exactly?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. No, I do get it. Yeah, so maybe he's just been like this all along. We've just not seen it, kind of
Mm,
thing. You could
maybe.
argue, but yeah, where it's gonna go?
Well,
I
I
do like how
also,
he needs to leave, though. I don't know what it
yeah, I
is.
don't know. I don't get what the end game is for this, because surely
Yeah.
once this all comes out, including the fact that, he
For
stole Patrick's
Patrick.
money,
Yeah,
like Kim's
yeah.
going to want absolutely nothing to do with him. And then what does Howie do after that?
Yeah, this is what I can't figure. Although, obviously, Denzel would stay around, you'd think, anyway. So, is that where it's going to be for? I don't know. But it feels quite. Yeah, like you said, what is the end game? We don't know where it's heading towards. That's why.
We
Maybe it's going to
shall see.
something big.
Indeed. Well, we shall see. So, final storyline of the week. This was a mammoth one. It is the return of Sharon and some humdingers of revelations. So, final big storyline of the week. Let me say straight off the bat, I think it's time that I came out and said that I think Zoe Slater is a cow.
Oh God, are we supposed to like her?
Right, can I just say also, I'm glad that she is, they're not making her out to be some sort of tragic angel, because she's never been that. And I've actually
Yeah,
always thought that
true.
Zoe was a bit of a mare bag, to be perfectly honest with you. So if
Yeah,
anything,
fair.
she's actually been written quite consistently, because she wasn't that nice a person back in the day, I would argue.
No, true. But yeah, she's not helped herself, has she? Like,
This
for her
week,
audience to like her.
I mean, she rivals Lucy in terms of the amount of one person getting beaten up in one day.
Oh God, yeah.
There's a great cat fight
What a
between her
week.
and I mean there's a great cat fight between her and Vicky, where Vicky smacks her twice in one fight.
I would not mess with Vicky, eh?
Telling you, yes,
Wow. I like
that
her.
girl
I
is
like her.
fire. I love Vicky.
Yeah.
And then Sharon smacks her really hard around the face later on in the week as well. Fully deserved, all three of them, I would argue.
Yeah. Fully deserved for it, Sharon, because Sharon were ready to just be like, let's let bygones be
Yeah.
bygones and be quite, civil about the entire thing.
Sharon is back. Hurrah. Oh, missed her so much.
Hurrah!
Sharon is
Yes.
back. Fantastic. Great to have her
Yeah.
back. She steps out of the taxi and instantly lays eyes on Zoe, which I can't imagine was a
Brilliant.
great moment for her. Like, can you
No, can
imagine?
you imagine? You've just been on what, a 24-hour flight or whatever it
Yeah,
is.
and all of a sudden.
We're a child as
Yeah,
well,
and all of a
like.
sudden that cow standing. I mean, Zoe's such a mare. She would, like, anybody else would see Sharon and sort of, like, kind of respectfully back off a little bit. But no, Zoe doesn't. She's standing there with her cup of coffee, almost steps forward, just like, all right. And it's like, she's
But
such
I
a
guess with
cow.
Zoe, if you think about that, Zoe were expecting to see Sharon at some point anyway. Sharon was not expecting to see Zoe, was she? Because
No,
I
no.
think they mentioned as well that Vicky hadn't mentioned it to her. She's like, you could
That,
have
yeah,
warned
no.
me. She's like, well, they
I
were
didn't think you'd come
spoiling.
back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sharon's not thrilled. She decides at first, though, to sort of, but like, they have some words, but she decides at first, you know what? Too much water under the bridge. I've had too much of a year for this as
Yeah.
well. Let's just let bygones be bygones. I managed
Yeah.
to forgive Chrissy, who actually
Yeah.
did,
You
kill
did do
Den.
it. Yeah.
So I'm sure I can do it with Zoe as well. All
Yeah.
right, that's fine. That lasts the grand total of about 12 seconds, however.
Yeah, literally.
Because, yeah, she ends up having this great fight with Vicky. I mean, I was kind of like, I think Vicky did start that, to be fair.
I think they both kind of started it. They bumped into each other, didn't they? And then it was just one of
Yeah.
those where I don't walk into, I don't walk into
I
me,
yeah,
remember
yeah.
it.
And
So both
then
in a bad mood for different reasons
I
as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, and then yeah, and then it just sort of escalates. Zoe pushes Vicky on the floor. I'm not quite sure why Vicky ended up like with a like she was holding her head like with an ice pack or something at the front, as if she'd been
Yeah.
smacked. I'm not quite sure where that came from.
Maybe
Zoe,
she banged her head
however,
when she fell on the floor a bit. Who knows? Yeah.
maybe Zoe, however, does not leave that fight as the winner, I would say.
I agree. Neither does Zach somehow
No,
either.
Zach ends up
That's
getting
it.
smacked in the face as well, doesn't he? I mean.
I loved that though, that Vicky just kept pushing Zach off her,
Oh,
like,
she doesn't
get off
care.
me.
She doesn't care, does Vicky? I love
That
her.
would annoy, yeah, but that would annoy me. If I were trying to, not that I ever have fights
Oh,
like
so
that,
what? If you were trying to be
but
violent, really? Yeah.
should
Yes.
I want to be really violent, having a man hold me back when I'm like that angry, that'd
Why
just
a
pee
man?
me off even
Just
more.
stop trying to get you stopped.
Like,
What? A
get
man stepping
off.
forward and saying, do you know what? Let's not get you hurt. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'd be less likely if it were another, I don't know, it'd just be my rage,
Oh,
I
so you don't mind
guess.
hitting a bloke, but you're the It's tricky.
See what I'm trying to do, Rob.
You do it to me all the time. Shut your face. So that doesn't end well for Zoe, I would say.
Yeah.
She ends up like with an ice pack on her face and all that kind of thing. And
she's
then
quite
it's
happy about it as well.
Well,
to
she
be
does.
fair, doesn't she?
She's not bothered. She's really proud of herself. Anthony and Zoe, meanwhile, let's just briefly discuss that. Anthony decides to make a move on Zoe this week. This does, to me, fuel the theory that Anthony is in some way connected to these kids, I would say,
Yeah.
because they're. Why is he back? Is my thinking. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's he for other than
The only
this?
other thing I think that he could be back for is just that Zoe's going to be part of a triangle with him and Max, and it's going to be, angel on one shoulder, devil on the other, who
Yeah,
she would
maybe.
pick. Maybe that
Maybe,
kind of
yeah. I mean,
scenario. But yeah.
we don't know how long Anthony's back for. This is the thing. They've not said that he's back permanently. They've not said that it's a guest stint,
True.
so it's sort of up in the air what Anthony's purpose is at the moment. Yeah, obviously he came back for Yolandi and Patrick's wedding, but we sort of like we're not sure like what his ultimate kind of purpose is. And it does sort of feel that Zoe could have had sex with him off screen. It does work.
Yeah.
It works a lot better than what she comes up with later in the week, I would say. So, sh right. So, Sharon, as soon as she discovers that Zoe has laid a finger on Vicky, storms around to the Vic and says, "Right, I was prepared to let it all the rest, but you're a cow." And at that point, Zoe says, "Well, actually, I was after money because I'm looking for my son. And do you know who the daddy is? It's Dennis." Now,
Yeah.
this is bollocks, right?
Yeah, absolute. Absolute bollocks. If you've ever heard bollocks in your life, it's this.
I mean, right, so have you seen the scenes that she's talking about? Right,
Where
so
Zoe and Dennis are having their final conversation before Zoe leaves.
Dennis could not stand her at this point, right?
Hated
And
her.
of
There's
course he
no
did.
way.
Why wouldn't you after what Zoe did to him, you know?
In it.
And so the scene, if you haven't seen it, is basically the pair of them sort of like, you know, trying to have a fairly adult conversation. There is absolutely no way that they had sex at that time. No way whatsoever.
Absolutely no. Adamant about that.
We are adamant that this did
Adamant
not
that they
happen.
definitely
They
didn't.
definitely did not. I
If
mean,
you rewatch that scene,
yeah, no,
I
there's no
don't
chance.
understand in what in any scenario where that would have possibly happened.
Yeah, no, not a chance.
No.
And I do wonder, I mean, the problem with the internet now is like if they try and do something like this, the viewers can instantly turn around and go, "Well, that's wrong. That doesn't happen at all," because they can just provide the clips, which I also kind of think that the way Kat didn't necessarily believe her later on in the week makes me kind of think that actually she is lying and she just wants to use Sharon for money.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly what I thought. So before, prior to this supposed revelation to Sharon, she said to
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.
Cat that there's several men it could be, and she don't know who the actual father is, which I actually believed that
Yeah,
even
I
Zoe
believe.
didn't know.
Which I think is the thing that's fueled this thing that I can't pronounce theory, you know, with the two fathers, two
The two
twins sort of
fathers.
thing. Yeah. So, but 100% it's not Dennis. It can't be. There's no
No.
way. There is no way
No, I
whatsoever.
mean, arguably, Rob, they could retcon, not wouldn't even need to be a retcon. Zoe could say, oh, we were arguing at first, but then,
Ripping
it
each other's
were one
clothes
last
off.
time for old times. So, yeah, she could, though.
She could, but
Whether
it would be bollocks.
we wouldn't believe it, though, either, would
No.
we?
Well, no, because we've got visual evidence that that did not happen, all right?
But we haven't, technically. Did we then see them at the end of that argument? We didn't see them then walk straight downstairs, though. Arguably. Playing devil's advocate. I don't think it is that at all, and I think it's absolute bull, but
Yeah, I
playing
mean,
devil's advocate.
there is no way that Dennis would have done that to Sharon at that
No.
point in their
No.
relationship whatsoever, especially once he'd just discovered about what was going on between Den
Yeah.
and Zoe. Not a chance.
No. And plus, all of this, the fact that Zoe's quite, to us, clearly lying to Sharon, is going to cause way more drama down the line after she's allowed Sharon to pay for the PI and everything. Yeah. And then for Sharon to then find out, oh, she was lying.
Did you
Zoe could
understand?
just claim, oh, I wasn't sure. I thought it could have been Dennis's, and then it'll all come out. Actually, no, there was no way it could have been.
Yeah, no way. What did you think about Sharon's reasoning as to getting involved with this? Because actually, I was sort of like Zoe at first was saying like, "Yeah, I'll get the money off Sharon somehow." No idea how she was going to manage that before Sharon turning around and saying, "Yeah, I'll pay for it." Like, how
Yeah,
would she
same.
ever have persuaded Sharon to do that?
But I think everyone knows, how much Sharon was in love with Dennis, and
Love of her
even
life,
Zoe
I would
thought,
say. Love of her life.
yeah, literally. So from Sharon's reasoning actually did make sense later. When Kathy said it to her and said to her, wouldn't you like to know, and don't you want to save the kid from Zoe kind of thing? I think that sparked something in Sharon's brain where she was like, I heard Dennis's kid,
What would you do?
something. What, if I'd found out my partner had slept with someone else 20 years ago? Well, now.
If he's dead now, that's what, let's put all the caveats in place. Would you want to
I don't
find
know,
out,
though,
would you
because
want to find this kid?
arguably, well, in Sharon's situation, though, as well, she's probably thinking that's Dennis's sibling, half sibling as well.
Yeah, I mean, there is an argument where
Dennis.
you could say actually what they're doing, if this is true, which I don't think it is, but
Yeah.
there's an argument that you could say what they're actually trying to do is sort of mend the mistake of killing off Denny in a lot of
Yeah,
viewers'
yeah.
minds. I couldn't have cared less that Denny died, I have to say, but there's a lot of people that sort of like think it's one of the biggest mistakes the show ever made, which is fine. I get it because heritage and all that kind
Yeah.
of thing. I get it, but you could argue that they're trying to fix that, but I just do not think that this is true. It can't be true because Zoe is
No.
too much of a manipulative cow for this to be true at this stage, I think.
Yeah, I mean, why would she? It's obviously not. Why would she say to Kat earlier in the week, I don't know who the father is, to
Kat doesn't
then
believe
say
her
to
either.
Sharon, which Kat said to her herself, didn't she? And then
Kat
Zoe
doesn't
said, oh,
believe
well,
her.
no. Well, does Kat believe her?
I don't
I
think she
don't. I feel
does.
like she's.
Because they
You
went
think she's letting
upstairs.
Zoe go along with the lie, though? Because surely I feel like Kat would just call her out and go, I know you're lying, Zoe. You can't do this to Sharon. It's not
See,
right.
the thing is, I think she would do that, but she doesn't want to lose Zoe because I feel like Zoe at this stage is actually using Kat as well. Like, she's using Kat's, like, kind of, she's using Kat wanting to keep hold of her to make Kat do what she wants, what she needs her to do. Kat has already, amazingly, turned around and said, "No, I'm not giving you the money for this. That's insane." Whereas, I think Zoe knows that if Kat pushes her anymore, she's well within what she perceives to be her right to walk
To
off and
just
just
walk
sort of,
off, yeah.
So she's using Kat for that. I mean, the way that she is with Sharon later, that scene in the calf where she was like, "Yeah, well, I do enjoy taking your things." She's a bitch. She really
Ain't she?
is.
Ain't she?
She's
Yeah, but she doesn't care because Zoe is such a victim that she feels entitled to what Sharon's got. She walks in and she's like, oh, nice handbag. Like, oh, designer handbag. She's not going to miss this, £3,000 that it's going to cost for a PI. Sod her.
She's
I
a
don't
victim.
care.
Like, it's amazing that, like, the
She
amount
did
of
take Dennis
trauma.
from her as well.
This
Like,
is what I
Sharon
mean.
did.
She holds a grudge, like, big star to Zoe. Like, she holds a grudge like nobody else. And
She's a victim, yeah.
she is a victim because, actually, the amount of trauma that had to happen to other people in order for Zoe to be here is completely and utterly irrelevant in Zoe's head. It's the fact that
Yeah, of course.
all of that trauma, because it's related to her, becomes her trauma, I think, is
Yeah.
what her mindset is. Like,
Yeah,
she is.
I agree. Like, what, well, everything that happened to Kat, yeah, well, she didn't under. She's not very sympathetic towards Kat
No,
on,
if
like,
anything, she almost blames Kat for that, I think, in some way.
She's like, why did you have me then? Like, why would
Why
you
couldn't
put
you
that
just.
on me? Yeah.
Yeah, she's a piece of work, I would say, is that way.
She needs help, bless her
She does
though, but she
need
does need a
help,
lot of
yeah.
help.
And yeah, I mean, it's just I don't get me wrong, I love that she's back and I think she's a fascinating layered character and I like the fact that they're not trying to make her that likable because
Do you think
actually
she's getting a bit Janina? This is something Janina'd do, this kind of level
A little
of
bit. I mean,
manipulation.
yeah, she is kind of going slightly into Super Bitch territory here. But then, if you think about what she tried to do with Den and Dennis,
True.
it's not beyond the realms for Zoe, I don't think.
No. And she is. So, this is like the desperation chat that we kind of had with Howie. Zoe's got a good reason for it, though. She is this desperate to find a son that she's not bothered that she's lying to Sharon about it. Because, in her eyes, I need to find this money to find. I need this money somehow to find my son.
But then I also keep going back to that bad bloodline, and it's sort of like actually that would f this does fit into that.
What, being Dennis's?
Yeah, it
Now,
does
I'm
fit.
adamant now, I've got it in my head that we're about it. I won't even say it, I'll genuinely say, but I am adamant that it's more to
What have
do
you
with Zoe's
personally
ghost
said that
than the
on YouTube? What
father's.
have you started with this? This is a running joke
That's it,
now.
we could never use that word
Never
ever
use it. Oh
again.
no, we will now
No,
overuse
but but I do think that that bad bloodline was about her own blood. Now I'm wondering if that's what
Okay.
it actually was. Because if she's saying she doesn't, oh, was she lying when she said to Kat, I don't know who the father is, and she does actually know. And she just doesn't want to say.
I kind of think she does. I think she does. I
You
think she
think she
knows
does
full well.
know?
I think she knows full well who it is, but she's just not telling anybody because
Fair.
actually it works better for her for everyone to sort of be running around trying to fix her life, basically.
But I do think the bad bloodline was about her because of that line
Fair
that she
enough.
said to Kat about the I'm an incestuous rape baby. She sees that as her own blood. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah, yeah. So yeah, Sharon has ultimately agreed to pay for the pay for the detective. How well is this going to go? Do you reckon? Because I mean, I like the fact that Zoe turned around and said like, "Oh, I've got an instinct for this sort of thing. I know this detective is telling the truth." It's like, are you having a laugh, Zoe? After everything that happened with Greg, your
My gut's
instinct needs.
grey.
Yeah, my gut's grey. I believe my gut totally over everything. It's like, no, Zoe, you should
Took me
never
to Greg
believe your gut.
Dolan.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that really worked out for you last time, didn't it? Yeah, so is this going to work?
I mean, I think Sharon would be getting her own PI and she's paying for it, to be fair. It's it were interesting how they'd like got Zoe had written all the details on a little scrap of paper to give to Sharon, so Sharon could be like, is this for real? Are you for real? I'm going to be checking over this person. Sharon will
Sharon.
know people.
Sharon should just get Richie. We saw Richie for the first time in ages this week.
That
Lovely
would
to see
make sense,
Richie.
though, because, yeah, Richie just bailed
Well,
Zoe out as well, so why not?
it wouldn't be the first time that Richie's got. Richie has been proven to have a big database on people we've seen. Like,
She's got contacts, hasn't she?
Richie has found people before.
Who was that PI who Anna hired when she was looking for Rose?
He was hilarious.
Gabe. Gabe. Gabe.
Gay, yeah, something
Gabe.
like that. Gabriel, I
Gabriel,
think his
Gabe.
name was. Yeah, he was hilarious. He used to just like step out from bushes and things. I liked him. Like secret squirrel. So I'm not pinning too many hopes on this detective finding anything because I feel like ultimately, whoever these children turn out to be, they're going to be somewhat involved in the square
Yeah,
somewhere.
we've already seen them somehow, maybe.
Yeah, or we're
And do you know
about
a
to.
theory we've not discussed, by the way, that
Go on.
is quite big online, that it's Jada,
Yeah, so
Zoe's daughter.
I've seen this a lot, and I'm sort of
Yeah.
like, I don't know is the honest answer. I feel like Jada's kind of done. I feel like she isn't a character that the show has any particular interest in revisiting. I could be wrong. I'm not
But
adamant.
she has
I.
got Denny's son, and you're talking about that heritage, you know, the heritage to the show and everything. And because it is a bit odd that we haven't seen her since when Sharon's got this
Yeah, I
second
mean
child.
she's kind of been relegated to sort of useful off-screen character that Sharon can go
Yeah,
visit, you
go
know, like
visit,
the
yeah.
yeah. So I don't know. It would be interesting. And I'm gonna lie, I liked Jada. I was kind of sad when she left because I thought that she
Yeah, I
fitted
didn't
in
mind
quite
Jada.
well. Yeah, so I wouldn't mind seeing her again. I don't know. It's not a theory that's kind of jumped to mind straight away with Jada. I don't feel like there is necessarily a connection. I don't get that vibe. But at the same time, you could make it make sense.
We're trying to look for these connections now, aren't we? And it could,
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate it, but it depends whether we do know her kid or not. But it wouldn't be an Albert Square missing child, you know,
Yeah.
thing if it weren't someone we already knew. So in
Exactly. I
some
feel
way.
like we might get some big revelations next week. As soon as Max steps back onto the square, I feel like there might be some answers coming our way. We shall have to wait and see. Gold star this week, Ray.
I'm trying to have a think, you know. Who do I want to give it to? Do I want it? Oh, I feel like I weirdly actually maybe want to give it to Zoe. Just oh no, do you know what? Vicky. Vicky,
Yeah,
giving it
Vicky,
Vicky,
yeah,
actually.
fair play.
Yeah.
Sharon, I'm just delighted to have her back.
Yeah.
There you go. Sharon and Vicky for gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold star is going to. And we shall finish the podcast as usual with some news and some comments from you. So, little bit of news before we kick off with comments. It has been officially confirmed that about the documentary that we spoke of a couple of weeks ago
Yes.
relating to Joel's story. EastEnders investigates the Manosphere. It's a brand new documentary coming to BBC Three next month, following an ongoing misogyny storyline playing out on the show. The one-off special will air on Thursday, the 9th of October at 8 p.m. I'm very excited about this. This is good. This is good. This is
Very
exactly
good.
what this storyline is supposed to do. I love it. I'm very, very
Yeah, and
excited.
hopefully it'll get people, maybe you don't watch EastEnders, that'll actually want to watch it and stuff.
It's
Go
such
on.
a relevant topic, isn't it? Like, it's something that the soap should be doing and should have been doing a long time ago. So I'm glad that this is really being put under the spotlight in just a typical EastEnders way. It's good stuff.
I wonder if they're going to cover any like preventative measures with
I
all of
think so.
this.
I mean, it's
Because
interesting. Go on.
no, I was going to say I saw probably a TikTok knowing me, but I saw someone post a video saying the way to their way, I don't know whether this is a good idea, but I understand the logic. The
Yeah.
way to stop like kids seeing it is actually to show it them from a younger age, but talk them through it and
Yeah.
explain to them why it's all wrong. So
Well,
basically, like I guess desensitize them to it early on so that they don't discover it on their own accord and have nobody
yeah.
explain to them why it's wrong.
I was watching I think it was LBC that was doing it. Like one of their investigative journalists was kind of went on TikTok and pretended to be a 13-year-old boy. And was sort of
I
looking at
guess I've
what
heard about
TikTok,
this.
yeah, and like sort of looked at what TikTok sort of spat out in terms of the algorithms. And it did not take long for this sort of stuff to just start coming up naturally on TikTok. So it's so easy for the kids to discover
That's
this sort of
scary.
stuff. Yeah, it's really, really scary. So hopefully this documentary is going to sort of explore all of that. And like you say, talk about preventative measures and redeemable ways of sort of pulling your kid out of it. I do feel that Joel is too far gone to be redeemable. And I feel like the point of Joel is to show us how bad it can get
Yeah.
rather than pulling, because I don't think he can be redeemed at this point, can he?
No.
No.
No. I literally not at all, I don't think.
No.
Tommy can, definitely, because I
Yeah,
don't feel
Tommy
like Tommy's
can.
as far down the rabbit hole at
No,
all.
but Joel
Tommy's just
is
kind of
there.
agreeing, so he's got a mate rather than him actually really believing it, I think. Yeah.
It's a great storyline. I'm so pleased that they're doing this. Comments this week, Ray.
We've got a comment here from Chris Shaw who says, "Great cat fight between Zoe and Vicky. Reassuring to know she can handle herself if Joel tries anything."
Well, see, that's very different, though, isn't it? It is very
Yes,
different.
this
Like,
is what I'm thinking.
we know, of course, that Vicky can handle herself in a fight. We know that. In fact, if anything, she looks forward to handling herself in fights. But as far as Joel is concerned, I think that it's just a different kettle of fish, isn't it?
This is what I'm thinking. Like, I think that's going to be part of the point is that we're going to see this character, Vicky, who we've seen can handle herself in fights and stuff, won't be able to handle herself when she's potentially in a different position.
Bobby James Barnes has said, "I liked the scene with Ian, Sharon, and Kathy. Felt like old times. I loved that scene. I meant to mention it earlier. Like just the three oldest characters just talking about the old days, sussing Angie, and all of them being there for different points in each character's history. I love it when the show does that. And like I always say, no soap does it better than EastEnders because EastEnders is the soap that respects its own history more than any other soap, I would say."
Yeah, I agree with that. And I even liked the scene with Ian and Sharon beforehand where we were saying, "We're family. We're family. Remember the Christmases with all the Fowlers and the Beales and the Watts. We're all
I mean,
family, aren't
it's
we?"
you could look at Ian and Sharon now and say, how did those two fix what went wrong between them? But at the same time, it's sort of just like, of course they have fixed it, and I think they've just sort of swept it under the carpet, which was the right thing to do because the whole thing with Ian and Sharon poisoning carbonara was madness. So I'm glad that they've sort of managed to move past it. So and it gives us these amazing scenes where you just literally tune in to watch a history lesson of EastEnders when those three start talking to one another. It's great.
We've got another comment here from Georgina Berry who says, "Great name, by the way. I don't think Dennis is the father of the twins. Zoe was so keen to not tell Kat who it was, even when she was withholding the money. Why would she tell Sharon straight off? Not that I have any certain feeling on who the dad actually could be."
No, I mean, I don't think that we can be sure of anything as to who the dad is or
No.
anything like that. But 100%, Georgina, I don't agree that it's I don't it's not Dennis. It's not
No.
Dennis. There's too
A
much
hundred.
evidence against it.
I
You
was
know,
just saying, are we adamant it's
we're
not
adamant. We are
Dennis?
adamant.
Yeah.
We are adamant that it's not Dennis.
No.
Absolutely, I will put that out there. Yeah, I mean, why she said that to Sharon was simply because she wanted to just get back at Sharon and hurt Sharon. That was all it was. Just sorry being a cow.
Also get Sharon's money because she
Yeah.
thought that could be a possibility that Sharon would want to help find Dennis's child. So
Yeah.
win-win for Zoe, isn't it? So go on then,
Absolutely.
Rob, who do you think is the father?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, at this point, I'm leaning towards Anthony just because I'm sort of like, what's the point of him at the moment, at the minute?
Yeah.
Like,
But
yeah,
then
I
is he a
get.
red herring?
I think he might be. You know, it's possible. But if I had to sort of if I had to nail it to the wall, I would say at this point I think it's Anthony.
Same, same.
Kathy Vernon Kettner says, at this moment, I don't think we can trust what Zoe says. Even when Zoe says something to Kat and makes a promise on that something, it doesn't feel like she's being honest. Zoe has walls built around her that I don't know will come down this soon. I mean, this is the other thing with Zoe. I don't believe a word she says about anything.
This is it, isn't it? Like, she's still not told anyone about Max, and she knows full well that they all know who he is, including Stacey. Yeah. I think this is, I mean, it's Stacey who said it as well a few times to Kat, hasn't she? Like, you can't trust anything that comes out of her mouth,
You
which
can't.
is,
You
no,
can't
you
at all.
can't.
And it's actually sort of like I sometimes get confused about what's true and what's not with Zoe because I'm sort of like,
Yeah.
is she telling the truth now? Like, I has she told the truth to anybody? Like, I feel like the only stuff that we know to be true is stuff that we have seen happen. Like, I would have doubted the Greg stuff if we hadn't have actually seen it with our own
True.
eyes, you know? It's she's
Yeah,
just that
very
sort of
true.
character.
Yeah, maybe then when Max is back, he'll be the person that we see all the truth with. Like, that'll be the person she
Yeah.
actually speaks the truth to, perhaps.
I
Or
think,
Anthony, to be
yeah.
fair.
Yeah, I think next week we are going to get some revelations, and I think that Zoe is going to become unstuck next week. And it'll be interesting to see Kat's reaction to it all. Because at this moment, I feel like Kat isn't like when she was sat there goading Sharon, I feel like Kat could have stepped in a lot sooner than she did. Like, yeah, Sharon slapped her and that's when Kat kind of stepped in, but I feel like Kat could have said something a lot sooner because she was sort of almost looking at Zoe, almost sort of worried, a little bit ashamed, I thought.
Yeah.
Like it's not gonna
So
take
it's like you
much.
said, she don't want to risk her doing a runner, does she? So she's
No.
trying to play it so carefully. I actually feel really sorry for Kat.
I do. She's stuck between a rock and a hard place, it's Kat, because she's sort of like, she's almost sort of accommodating Zoe's behaviour at this point.
Yeah, which is tricky because obviously she does it. It's almost enabling as well, isn't
Yeah,
it?
yeah.
Like in some ways, but maybe that's a good thing, you know. At least she knows what she thinks is the truth, and that, so she can try and hopefully use it to her advantage down the line.
We shall see. That's it for this week, ladies and gents. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Next week, the return of Max Branning. I suspect it's going to be a messy one.
I can't wait for it. I hope
I can't
it
wait. As even outside of the Zoe stuff, Oscar and Max, that's going to be great to
Oh, yeah, I
watch.
didn't even think about
Yes.
that, of course. Oh, can't wait.
Yes. And I feel like
Wait
there's
for
going to be
it.
some little revelations around that as well. Like we don't know a huge amount about Max and Oscar's relationships and what's gone on
True.
there. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. Bring it on, and you can join us for the fallout from that next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye for me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.